Owen Johnson is one of the many vendors serving up food each year at the Strawberry Festival, but that's just a side job for this restaurant owner. His family has built a food dynasty in Plant City, and many people say their restaurants are must-see attractions.
My name is Owen Johnson. I own Johnson's Barbecue here in Plant City. Fred's Market Restaurant is my dad's next door. That's my dad. My dad's Fred. Grew up here in Plant City. Grew up in the restaurants a lot. The Strawberry Festival here in town, we've worked that from the time I was very little. I mean, 6, 8 years old, I remember. Catering parties with my grandfather. Still can picture the big stainless steel tables he had in his catering room with all of the pork butts laid out, getting those seasoned up and smoking those for the festival. I mean, I remember that a lot. See, I graduated in 01. We opened that location of the Johnson's Barbecue restaurant in 03. So from the time I was 20, that was kind of my deal. Our business has kind of grown out of Plant City, kind of being the central point. We have a lot of customers that we see, if not daily, a couple times a day. You know, we've got the traditional staples, the fried chicken, the collard greens, the mashed potatoes, macaroni, but we do have specials each day, you know, so you can come to our restaurant and eat something different each day. But I think for me, I underestimate how much it's a destination place for a lot of people. People that travel from long ways away to eat lunch with us on Sunday. It has become a place where, you know, people go there from the time they're real little and they still see the same people in there working. I mean, we've got servers that have been there as long as I've been around. You know, our kitchen manager has been with us 20 years. So I think that has been the biggest contributor to it being a real meeting place for the community. You know, it's astonishing to me when, like, political candidates want to come through Plant City, that's where they want to stop. You know, Rick Scott came through, city commissioners meet, original Bush came through. I know when I was little, when the Cincinnati Reds were here, Daryl Strawberry and Deion Sanders and Rob Dibble, I remember seeing all those guys in the restaurant. I like to tell ourselves it's the food because it's the way everyone's grandmother cooked normally. I mean, they used a lot of butter, they used a lot of bacon grease, you know. It wasn't wheat, non-GMO flour, they made biscuits, you know. It was real food. But I think the sense of community is a big deal, you know, and I've come to appreciate that more as we've grown, and it's not, you know, as we grow into new markets, they don't have that community feel, but the food tends to bring those people there, and hopefully one day those restaurants are as traditional and generational as Plant City has been. Lakeland's a lot like that. I mean, Lakeland's got those core people that come every day, and, you know, they recognize our restaurant as a family business. You know, I think of leadership, particularly when your name is the company, you know, leadership is such an opportunity. More than it is to teach somebody, it's such an opportunity to learn from my 450 employees. I mean, that gets me going every day to know that we've accomplished what we have, but it also, I think the entrepreneur side of everyone's mind is never satisfied with where we're at, you know, so finding new ways to make more resonance with our employees, you know, finding new ways to deliver a better greeting when our customers walk in the door. You know, I mean, it comes down to those little details, finding better ways to serve hotter, fresher biscuits every day. There is a tendency to try to make it trendy because that's what's trendy right now. But we're not that. I mean, we're not trendy. We're down home Southern comfort food, and we've always been that.